Well, hey everyone, welcome back to the Leading Where It Matters podcast, the podcast for dads who lead. Now, not every leader is a dad, but all dads are called to lead. And if you're a father who wants to lead well at work and at home, then this is the podcast for you. Now, today is one of my short solo episodes where we're talking about creating psychologically safe places at work and at home, because we all want our workplaces and our homes to be safe, but we're often just too soft to make it happen. You know, soft parents, they won't deal with the issues at home because they don't want the conflict, and soft business leaders won't deal with the problems in their company culture for exactly the same reasons. And we've all been like that. Gosh, so that's why today we're looking at why being soft does not make you safe and what you need to do to create psychologically safe workplaces and family cultures. It's going to be another challenging little episode, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. So yeah, let's get into it. So yeah, we all want our workplaces to be a safe place to turn up to, don't we? You know, a place where we can work hard, but also relax because we're free to be ourselves. Us dads, we want this for ourselves. We want these kind of workplaces, and we also want that in our homes. We want our homes to be a place where we can relax, to be a place of peace. And for sure, if we want it, then there's no doubt that our partners will want it, and our kids will want it too. And yeah, if we're a business leader, we must know that obviously our staff want this too. From my experience, for many people, life is just so chaotic and at home, and I'm sure we all experience that. Just times where life is hard, and it's extra hard if we would go into a work environment that feel hard as well. So what we can do is put extra effort into trying to make our workplace cultures and our home environments places that work, you know, places where that feel more comfortable and that are safer. You know, we just spend so much time at work. We don't want to waste our lives at places we really don't want to be. And gosh, if the stupid lockdowns were good for anything, they taught us that we really only want to work at places where we really want to work. It's as simple as that. And places like that are places that feel safe. Creating psychologically safe environments is really important. It's important to me, perhaps because I was bullied throughout my school years, and maybe because I'm a little bit of a softie. But what I've learned is that being safe isn't about being a softie at all. And in fact, it's actually really hard work. And actually, I often look like a real hard ass because I just won't let something stand. And I've learned that to be safe, I have to stand for something. In my family and in my workplace, I have to have some firm rules. And if those rules don't exist, people don't feel safe. And if I'm not present more often than I'm not to defend those rules and to stand up and to hold a higher standard, then things can quickly slip, and then often people start to feel unsafe, and that's when life can get quite chaotic. I'll give you a few examples. Let's talk about gossip. I hate gossip. I really do. I mentioned in one of my earlier posts about the amount of gossip we've had in our workplace this year. And it was one or two individuals who got their knickers in a twist about stuff they really didn't understand. And they made sure the whole world knew about it. Now, this gossip achieves nothing, right? We know that. All it does is foul the company culture. And foul the company culture, it did. It, you know, quickly made the place feel less enjoyable. You know, hidden conversations, quiet snickers, the tainting of people's perceptions of their teammates and of the company. Gosh, gossip, if left unchecked, can just make people think really poorly of other people and poorly of the company culture itself. And all of this can happen without any real sense of the truth. I've seen this happen in people's homes as well. You know, mums and dads talking poorly about other people's mums and dads without, doing this in front of their kids and without even knowing really what the truth is. And none of this makes the world a better place. My wife and I have a rule that we won't talk about other people unless we can talk positively about them. And this is really important, in particular for Julie and I, because we genuinely care about families. It's what we do. And we have a lot of families in our world. And so if we genuinely care for families, it would make sense for us to have a value where we'll only talk about these families if we have a, if we're trying to help them, if we're trying to work out how we can benefit them and help them and be generous and kind towards them. And it just means that that has taught us, hey, we just can't be that couple that talk badly about other couples. I have the same rule at work. If you work for me and you catch me talking about you to someone else, it'll probably only be about good stuff, and I won't share my concerns about your performance with other people unless I've also shared it to your face, because gossip creates harm, but going to the person directly with care and compassion is healthy. And I'll take healthy over harm every day. Company cultures where gossip isn't in check just aren't safe. Another factor that creates unsafe places is failure. And I'm not talking about failure itself, but I'm talking about the cultures that punish failure with impunity. Have you noticed that nobody says sorry anymore? In this caring, all-inclusive world we live in, anything goes, right? Absolutely anything goes except a good mistake. If you cock up, there's no forgiveness. The government is like this. You won't find a single politician that'll say sorry, probably because they know they're going to get slammed for it. There's just no grace out there in the public, and certainly parents are parenting like this as well, where kids just feel unsafe to make a mistake. I think it's that, or perhaps we're not modeling saying sorry. I know this stuff because plenty of these young people are turning up in my workplace, and none of them know how to say sorry. And I just wonder, dads, are we modeling saying sorry to our kids? When we're too harsh or when we do something that comes across as really unloving, do we say sorry? I just love it when one of my staff says, hey, I cocked up, I made a mistake. That person isn't worth less to me at that moment. All of a sudden, they've actually made themselves more valuable because they're showing that they have the competency to see that they've made a mistake, that they're thinking about it, and then the character to admit it. Wow, and I know we all hate doing this. It's something in us, and it probably goes way back to Adam and Eve, where we just won't own our stuff. But someone who owns their mistakes, they're the perfect person to work with to solve the problem. The whatever system breakdown has happened, they're the person who's made themselves valuable enough to contribute towards solving that problem at that point. And if you say, hey, thanks so much for telling me, it's okay, let's work on this stuff together, you start to create a safer company culture. And when the other team members are seeing this, this sort of leaches out into the culture and it starts to make a safer feeling environment. And I know a lot of you could be saying, hey, you're just raising a bunch of failures. And I say, yeah, probably. But that's what we all are, aren't we? We all fail. And don't we all just want to be in places where we have the freedom to fail and get back up? Now, I know it's not as simple as that. I know some character failures and some other stuff can just be really tricky. None of this stuff is easy. And that's why I say safe is not soft. It's hard, because it's damn hard work. And you really have to be quite intentional about it. And safe workplace and family cultures, they don't just happen. They're made, and it's hard work, and that's why safe is not soft. It is hard. You see, soft leaders ignore things. They leave things unsaid and undone and undealt with. But safe leaders make sure the right things aren't ignored. You can't ignore failure. You have to deal with it. It has to be discussed. It has to be talked about. But soft leaders ignore mistakes, and nobody learns anything. Another factor that creates unsafe places is having fun at other people's expense. I used to be quite bad at this, I have to say. I like to have a little joke. I like to be a little bit silly and perhaps, you know, be the clown around. And I've at times been really unaware of the impact that I've had on people by having fun at their expense. I'm going to blame my brothers and sisters. Nah, you know, because honestly, when I get together with my family, I'm one of six kids and we're all old now, all old bastards and whatever a girl version of that is. We all love having a good dig at each other. And we just have so much fun at each other's expense. But you know what? When somebody does that to me who's not my brother or sister, I really do not like it. And so, yeah, I've needed to learn that. So, yeah, if you're doing it to your staff and you're the boss, you can probably guarantee they won't like it. They'll be looking for your encouragement more than your teasing of them, even if it's meant to be harmless. So I want to ask you, how safe is your workplace or family culture? Are people gossiping at home or at work, talking about people behind their back in ways that aren't constructive? Do people have the freedom to fail at your workplace? How about your kids? Here's a big question. What happened last time they cocked up? And are you someone they still find safe to fail in front of? So what happened last time and that they made a mistake, that they did something you did not like? That just really got you upset. And now, are you still someone they would find safe to fail in front of? And what do you need to do to recreate that? Which, you know, would be the next thing is, you know, do you say sorry? Do you own your own mistakes and model saying sorry to your team at work and to your kids and to your partner? Because the leader in your home and the leader in your workplace is probably the one saying sorry. Yeah, believe it or not, that's what leaders do. So, hey, remember, safe places are places where we can relax and find peace. Safe places are places where we can be ourselves. And they're about recognizing the amount of time we all spend at work and in our lifetime. And so all of that is about making environments we want to be at. And probably the single best thing that you can do to create safe places is to have firm rules. In addition to my little rule around gossip at home, and it's sort of a life rule for me, we have some other firm rules at home, and no doubt you might have them as well. For us, one of them is we don't hit girls in our family, or often what I've been caught saying to my boys, you know, boys don't hit girls. We just don't do that. It's not something that the Edwards family do. Or, hey, we don't talk like that in this home. That language, that tone of voice, that's not, we don't do that here. Or another one, as the kids are getting older, is, hey, in this home, we always go the extra mile. And often there with that one, I'm talking about, hey, you know, I'm raising leaders. You guys are leaders. And the difference between those that do lead and those that don't is that the leaders are always going the extra mile. So when you're folding that washing or when you're doing the dishes, we're making sure the job is done. Is the job done? And that's a great, simple thing that builds so much character into a person when they learn to actually get the job done, to finish what they started. But anyway, what family rules do you need at your home? You know, what's important to you? What's important to you will be different to me. And you just need to be thinking about that for yourself. And what about your workplace? Forget those innocuous workplace values like innovation and quality and leadership. Or maybe not the leadership one, but, you know, often these workplace values can just be so meaningless, and they can be meaningless to pretty much everybody. You really just need to stand for something, and you need to create a firm workplace rules around, more around the way people will treat each other, more around how you're going to engage around conflict and those ideas and innovation and the discussions and how you, what that looks like. And you can't train this stuff into your leaders. It's something that that they need to get their own aha moments around. But you will be the one who models it to the leader. But as you'll be the one who models it to the business if you're a leader, but certainly you can also model this to your peers. Now, I know some of you are listening and you'll be thinking, gosh, people just need to harden up. Come on, man. What is all this about a safe place? People just need to toughen up. And maybe they do. And actually, some people do. But, you know, I think we've come from an age of command and control where leaders ruled. You know, where leaders ruled and you just had to follow no matter what. But we're now in a time of kindness and compassion where there are no rules. And we just need a bit more balance. And some of you men do need to soften up. And some of you men also need to harden up, because we all need to work harder at creating homes and workplaces where people enjoy coming into. Hey, that's it from me today. I hope that's been helpful. Any questions, yell out. And yeah, I'll catch you next time. Well, thanks for listening to the Leading Where It Matters podcast, the podcast for dads who lead. It's been great having you here. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget, you can download Culture Maker, my free leader's guide for young dads. It's leadingwhereitmatters.com/culturemaker. That's leadingwhereitmatters.com/culturemaker. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in. A new episode will drop next Thursday, and I look forward to catching you then.